This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is Dave Freeland, your host on Sounds of Joy, inviting you to listen Sunday mornings at 6 on WCNO FM.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer Century 21 All Professional for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth. Whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor, letting an experienced professional with a proven track record can make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." This week, Pastor Jason will be speaking on the love of the Father. So grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
Well, the first thing in becoming a fruit-bearing Christian is to allow the Holy Spirit to hover over your life. You can't come in here full of yourself. You got to come in here with a willing spirit and allow the Holy Ghost to begin to move over you. You got to position yourself and get under the influence of the Holy Ghost. Do you believe that this morning? Because when that happens, then God has the ability to speak into the conditions of your life and change the conditions of life. And then when you do that, their creative order begins to take place. So that's what happened in the beginning. God created, and then he had to bring order to it. Anything that God creates, he knows how to bring order to it. He knows what it was meant for. He has a purpose for it. He has a destiny for it. How many know if the transmission breaks in your car, you don't go down to the tire store? If your engine blows up, you don't go to the car wash. They're not going to help you. You take it to Bubba down there on the corner at the mechanic, and you say, "Bubba, my car broke down. Can you fix it?" And he'll look at it and say, "Yeah, I can fix that." And what does he do? He pulls the manual out for your car. He goes on the internet. He downloads the manual. He pulls it out, and he goes, "Oh, it's got this kind of transmission in it. It's got this kind of motor in it. I need this part. It's going to take me 6 hours to fix it." He can tell you how much it costs before you even start tearing it apart. Isn't that right, Scotty? He checks the manual. How many of you know, if you want to know how your life works, you just can't be standing down on the corner with Boo-Boo, trying to explain all your problems to Boo-Boo when Boo-Boo's got her own problems. Boo-Boo ain't going to help you. Because you'll have a conversation with Boo-Boo, and Boo-Boo and you will just think y'all figured it all out, and y'all both leave the conversation dumb as a box of rocks. You got to get back in the manual. You got to get back where the Word of God is, and the Word of God will begin to come alive to you under the power of the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Spirit will influence that Word into your life and change you. Amen? Listen, you say, well, I've read the whole Bible. It ain't helped me. Well, let me tell you something. It's one thing to read the Bible, but it's an entirely different thing to have the Bible read you. Because if you will allow the Holy Ghost to search your heart while you read the Bible will read your mail, and it'll come alive to you. Amen? I want to be under the influence of the Holy Ghost. When you're under the influence of the Holy Ghost, you know what you're doing? You're saying, God, I'm open. I'm ready for a move of God in my life. I want whatever you have for me. I want to fulfill the destiny of my life. Then God can begin to speak to the issues of your life, the places of your life where you struggle. Once you get under the influence of the Holy Spirit, you have to allow the influence of the Holy Spirit to begin to influence your soul. See, it's the soulless realm of who we are is where the battles take place. Your mind, your will, your emotion. Sometimes it's very hard to discern the difference between our spirit and soul. A lot of times our soulless man is much stronger than our spirit man, depending on what time of day it is or what we're dealing with temptation. That's why some people are overtaken by their emotions or they get in a mood. What's wrong with them? Oh, they're in a mood. You better back up and let them have some space. What do? We throw our hand up and speak in tongues. But we walking away. You ever met anybody in a mood? A lot of times people stay in a mood until their spirit man becomes stronger than the soulish man. Otherwise, the soulish man just begins to dominate their life. That's why God can deposit all kinds of revelations into our spirit. But until you get a renewed mind with the truth of God's word, you will never be able to release the things that God has, that he has for you, that he's deposited in your spirit. They'll just be stuck in your spirit. Hello? Amen? And we release the things of the Spirit through our soul. What God puts in our spirit through his Spirit has to be released through our soul. Amen? And then they begin to manifest in the body. And we begin to live that life. And all of a sudden, we start looking like Jesus and sounding like Jesus and behaving like Jesus. And we don't look like the devil no more. And we don't look like our mama no more. And we don't look like our daddy no more. And we don't look like so-and-so down the road anymore. All of a sudden, our identity is in Christ. Amen? The soul man is the key to releasing what God has deposited in my spirit. Remember 3 John chapter 2 when he said, beloved, I pray that you prosper and be in health as your soul prospers. In other words, there's a lot of people that have spirit prosperity, but they got soul poverty. And until your soulless man gets renewed or trained, come on, that's what Romans chapter 12, verse 2, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Until you can be transformed with the word of God, the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 5 that you can have your senses trained. That you can train your senses with the word to discern what is good and what is evil. In other words, I can take the revelation of this word of God today about the life of the Spirit, and I can apply that to my soulish man, and I can begin to walk in that, and it will release the revelation in my life and bring me out of the bondage of my life, especially in the arena of my soul where I'm struggling with different things. Because how many know we're all struggling with different things? How many know you ain't got to be mad every time you have a chance? You don't have to get depressed every time the opportunity for you to be depressed comes along. You can fight that. You can resist that. God has put in your spirit what you need to overcome depression. That's what being under the influence of the Holy Ghost is all about. When we come under his influence and not ours. And until we learn how to walk in that revelation, our soulish man will continue to dominate our lives. Some of y'all really can identify with what I'm talking about today. There's a lot of, listen, I firmly believe there are a lot of people going to heaven, but they are living in hell till they get there because they have not learned how to overcome. They think that God is not on their side, but God is on their side. The problem is that they become wounded in their soul or they become damaged in their soul. And because somebody did something or something traumatic happened in their life or in their past, they're wrapped up in that condition of their soul. If you got your Bibles, go ahead and look in Luke chapter 13, verse 16 and 17. Luke chapter 13, verse 16 and 17. This is where the Pharisees were just ticked off at Jesus for healing a woman on the Sabbath. And Jesus is setting them straight. Verse 16, so ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, I mean, she wasn't an ordinary person. She was a daughter of the covenant. Come on, she was part of the covenant. So ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, who Satan has bound, think of it, 18 years, be loosed from the bond on the Sabbath? And when he said these things, all of his adversaries were put to shame, and all the multitude rejoiced for all the glorious things that were done by him. What I want you to see here this morning is that there was a demonic spirit that was affecting this woman in her physical body. She wasn't demon-possessed, but she was suffering from an oppression in her body, a demonic oppression. In other words, she was being demonized. She wasn't possessed by the devil. She was just being demonized. She was controlled and manipulated by a demonic spirit, and Jesus, by the power of the Holy Spirit, broke the influence of the demonic that was over her body. Come on, somebody say it's about influence. And notice what he said. He said, I am loosing you from your infirmity. He didn't cast a demon out of her. He loosed it. He said, I am loosing you from the effects this infirmity has had on your life. In other words, the very thing that's caused weakness in you, the thing that's caused your journey to be hard, the things that's made difficult, the thing that has been binding you, I am separating you from its effect and its power, and I am loosing you from that infirmity. Somebody ought to shout right there. You say, what are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying that there are times in our life where we have problems, where we have disappointments, where we have frustration, where we have hurts, and we have anger, we have addictions, things that have bound the soulish man in our life and have attached themselves to our bodies because it's manifesting through us. And in the whole time while all this is going on, in our spirit, we've been wanting to be free. In our spirit, we've been walking in liberty. But until there is a loosing of that thing in the soulish realm where the mind and the will and the emotions are, until we are broke free, we're going to keep living under the influence, not the influence of the Holy Ghost, but the influence of the culture, the influence of the enemy of our life. But thank God for the Holy Ghost. Thank God for the Holy Spirit, because when the Holy Ghost begins to influence our life and take over those places in our lives in the soulish realm, it comes and it breaks the yoke and it sets the captive free in every area of our life.
And now we're going to take a break from the message. We will be rejoining Pastor Jason in just a moment. But first, I want to take this opportunity to tell you about Truth Church. Truth Church is located in the heart of St. Lucie County at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce. Our Sunday worship service starts at 10 a.m. Truth Church is a non-denominational Pentecostal church. There's a ministry for the whole family at Truth Church. Whether it's our monthly senior meetings, children's church, or youth group, there's something for everyone. If you're new to the area or you're looking for a home church, we invite you to come and join us. First, you will be our guest, and then you will be our family. Truth Church, a place for the whole family.
I'm praising under open skies, everything breathing, praising God.
Somebody say, I can be free. Can I just say this to you today? I believe that people are going to get free in here today if they will let this get deposited on the inside of them and allow themselves to become influenced by the Holy Ghost. Amen? To be free from bondage, to be free from what other people think, to be free from fear, to be free from what from people's approval and man's approval over your life. Be free from the culture that we live in. Some of you this morning, you've been living in fear. You've been afraid of your kids. You've been afraid of your family. You've been afraid of people in your life. You've been afraid of your boss. You can't sleep at night. You've been living with anxiety. You've been living under depression. And the Spirit of God wants to break those things free in your life. He said, you had them too long. You've been suffering too long. Just because you've had some bad experiences doesn't mean that you're cursed for your life. Listen, I've got news for you today. God is coming to you today by the power of His Holy Spirit, and He wants to break the yoke of bondage over the soulless man of your life and set you free. Where you can walk in the fullness of your destiny. Where on your journey, you can live the life that God has planned for you. You don't have to suffer. You don't have to take it. You don't have to be beat down. Oh, hallelujah. I want to declare to you today that God wants to have an encounter with you before you leave this place. Let God begin to work on the inside and watch it manifest on the outside. That means that healing becomes part of my spirit before it can ever manifest in the physical. See, I know I've been healed in my spirit, But I've got to wrangle this thing through the soulless realm of my mind and declare that word to be true before it can manifest in my body. Isn't that right? That's how the word of faith works. That's why if you've got illness or sickness in your house, you need to create an atmosphere for the presence of God in your house. You ain't never going to get healed walking around going, what's wrong with me? This is terrible. I'm suffering. No, you got to get up out of that mess and start declaring the word of the Lord over your circumstance. You got to start thanking God for what he's done in your spirit. I don't care if in the soulless realm you are full of blues and discouragement and depression. If you will tune into the spirit of God and start declaring that this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me and the world can't take it away. It is the source of my strength. God's peace is on my house. God's peace is on my body, and I ain't got to walk in this mess anymore. Because healing first shows up in your spirit before it manifests in your body. How many of you know all the parts of my life and the arena of my mind, my thoughts, my will, that I do not submit to God become the very handles that the enemy uses to manipulate my life? I can be 99.9% submitted in the soulless realm of my life, but if I hold back one thing that I don't have victory on, the devil will use it as an opening to manipulate my life. In the book of Galatians, Paul writes, give no provision of the flesh to the enemy, that we make no place for the enemy to take a hold in our life. Don't even give the devil an opportunity. That word hold right there in the Greek means to literally let the devil grab you. Don't let the devil grab you anywhere in your life. It's a picture of a handle sticking out of you. Like a handle on a pot sticking out of your life. And he's talking about that when we make provision or we give place to the things in the soulless realm or in our flesh, it's like a pot on the stove that you got water boiling in. You're cooking something on the pot. How many know if you go over to that stove and you pick it up and you just pick that pot up and you don't grab it by the handle, how many know you're going to get the mess burned out of your hands? How many know when the devil comes to your life, he don't just come over there and pick you up by your spirit? He grabs you by the handle, by that thing that's sticking out of your life where you've made provision in the flesh for him to attack. How many know our pots have these things on them called a handle? And it don't matter how hot the thing is in the pot, you can pick that pot up by the handle and you can move it. You can carry it. You can pour out of it, amen? This is what Paul's talking about. He's saying you got handles that stick up out of your life. And while the enemy cannot touch your spirit, he can still manipulate your life through the soulless dimension by picking you up by these handles, by these weaknesses in our flesh. That's why as long as you keep an offense, that's why as long as you're holding a grudge against somebody, that's why as long as you're talking about somebody behind their back, you've got a handle sticking out of your life. And you're just an advertisement for the enemy of your soul to come along and grab you by that handle and beat the tar out of you. I don't care if you come down to the altar today and the Spirit of God touches you right where you're standing and you feel the Holy Ghost and you feel the power of God. If you walk away from this altar being offended at somebody, you're going to walk right out here with a handle sticking up out of your life and the devil's going to beat the snot out of you before you leave the parking lot. My Bible says in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20, he is able to do exceedingly above and beyond all I could ever think and ask. Look at that last part. According to the power that works in us. In other words, God can do more in your life than you ever dreamed. He can do more in your life than you ever imagined. He can take you to places in your intellect that you never thought you had the ability to go. You can own things that you never thought you could own. You can accomplish things that seem like a far-off, distant dream. You can be something that you never thought you could be. But it's going to be according to the power that works in you. That word right there, works, means the effectiveness. According to the effectiveness of the power of God. God's power has an effectiveness on the inside of us. My prayer for us today is that we learn how to become intoxicated See, we don't have any problem with addictions. We all know how to get hooked on stuff. We get hooked in relationships. We get codependent. Some of us, we try to get all of our joy and our peace from the relationship we're in. Some of us, we try to get all of our joy and peace from thrills. We have more people jumping out of airplanes and off of buildings and doing all kinds of crazy stuff just to get a thrill in life. We got all kinds of people out there drinking and getting drunk and doing drugs. We have people that are hooked on pornography and addictions. Everybody looking for something to feel and satisfy something that's inside their soul. And God is saying, no, no, no. What is inside your spirit will fulfill that. What's out here is not going to sustain you. There's not a person in this room that can sustain you. I don't care how much you love them. What sustains you in life and what keeps you in life and what causes you to overcome in life comes from in here. It comes from your spirit being connected to the Spirit of God. And the more we learn how to be intoxicated, to live under the influence of God, the more we bring our soulish man into line. The more we overcome, the greater the victory. The more we do in the kingdom, greater the reward. The more peace we have in our house. The more fruit we see with our kids. The more breakthrough, the more miracles, the more supernatural things. Things that were going away from us begin to come back to us.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. Hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarbis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Meyers, Realtor with Century 21, All Professional, and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth, whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor. Letting an experienced professional with a proven track record can make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Golden Rule Academy is now enrolling for the 2014 school year. If you live in St. Lucie County and have a desire for your child's education to include Christian values and principles, then we want to meet you. Golden Rule Academy offers small class sizes, caring Christian educators, sports, and both accelerated and paced BSE programs. Free K-12 grade scholarships are available and going fast. Call today, 464-1597. Again, that's 464-1597. Golden Rule Academy, training up children in the way they should go for over 8 years.
the Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.
Thank you.